It's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, the debate is swelling again over guns and mental health after a shooting in a Texas church killed 26 people, wounding 20 more. The tragedy brings the American total of mass shooting casualties in 2017 to 112 killed, 530 wounded. Now come word that the motive may have been domestic in nature and that the shooter was dishonorably discharged from the Air Force for domestic violence, a fact that was supposed to be shared with authorities, but the Air Force never did. So there were checks in place to keep guns out of this man's hands, but the system failed. We'll have more on this story when it happens again. Politicians rush to tell the world not to politicize shootings. I mean, but they kind of do by saying don't politicize shooting, right? I mean, and frankly, when is the right time to talk about mass shooting fixes? We all have Google calendars. I mean, send me an invite. I usually accept random invites. Treat it like a doctor's appointment. I'm okay with setting something up for December. Just set it up. Don't just wait till the next shooting to say now's not the right time. Let's think about this and all start talking about this in whatever you think is the right amount of time. 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Now? Whatever you think. I'd say we can wait, but I'm not sure we can. So, again, second week of December? Like a big country town hall? Let's do it. A woman who flipped off the president's motorcade was fired from her job. The company cited that was an improper use of social media, which I can argue is the right way to use social media. But it broke the company's social media policy. She lost her job. See, if you want to have a political opinion or you want to show disdain for our leaders, you can't do it unless you're running for office. Otherwise, how unpatriotic. But to be fair, this woman did work for a place that secures government contracts, so I'd assume those contracts may have had all to do with it. Not just a little bit, probably all of it. Election day tomorrow in several states, not named Illinois, so you know what? Pass, right? But Justin, this could be a sign of things to come in the 2018 midterms. Now, you know what? No. No thanks. Pass the wine. We'll get to the midterms when we get to the midterms. Until that, more Stranger Things. Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar is calling out Chicago Alderman Ed Burke for representing President Trump in his bid to get tax breaks in the city. This is all based on a Sun-Times investigation showing us that Alderman Burke represents Trump and is filing on his behalf, even if the tax breaks could cost the city millions that could go to schools and services. Pawar told the Sun-Times, I got to fill out a survey to read more. Have I taken an online course in the past 12 months? What was the course? No. How many hours? Do you own a washing machine? You know what? Forget it. Alderman Burke, you win again. A new report called The Paradise Papers has documented how the super elite hide their money in offshore accounts. This again? What is it? 1988? Geez, even the name Paradise Papers is very 80s. But it shows how American mega-rich people are doing everything they can to hide their money. In other news, I keep telling the Target self-checkout how many plastic bags I actually used. I mean, these guys hide millions from being taxed, which could be used for all sorts of governmental plans, and I'm being honest about the 15 cents at the checkout. Time to turn over a new leaf, right? I'm taking those plastic bags. I'm telling them I didn't use any, and I'm taking them. And if you want to stop me, try and find me at my Cayman Islands address. What was the Apple one? Jersey Island? I'll be on Jersey Island, which does not sound fun. This weekend, the Chicago River downtown turned a unique color of turquoise. The river, which gets dyed green every St. Patrick's Day, usually is a glowy brown, I would say. But turquoise? Was this a prank? Was there a turquoise jewelry conference at the Mart? Nope. City officials say it was just natural environmental causes, mostly notably rain. So the river that was reversed and that we've dumped everything possible, including cars, into just magically and organically turned bright green blue? Really? I guess that's good enough for me. Nothing to see here. Where are my trunks? Dive right in. In weather, is it me or does it seem like it's getting darker earlier? It's just something about it. Also, stop it with the upper 30s. Nobody likes upper 30s, right? That's the worst. Lower 30s, we're like, oh, here comes winter. Upper 30s, you're like, what are you doing? In sports, Where do we start? Let's start with college football, huh? The Irish beat Wake Forest and are a couple more wins away from getting a BCS playoff bid. If you look back, their one loss this year, second week of the season, to the number one ranked Georgia Bulldogs. And they lost that game by 1 point. I mean, they are in the BCS playoffs and have climbed to number three in the AP rankings as well. They have a huge test this week against Miami. Miami ranked number seven, undefeated. What a huge game. Can't wait to see Coach Kelly's head explode from the stress. One kid's going to miss a pass. And he's going to be like, ah! He's going to have that red face. And giving up to the Northwestern Wildcats, huh? Three straight overtime victories for the Cats. This week, they were able to best Nebraska. They have turned what was a tough start to the season into something respectable. They're 6-3, knocking on the door to the top 25. Iowa beat Ohio State, so they're 25th right now, although they have identical records as Northwestern, and we beat them. So, college football. The Bears are back at Hallis Hall. The bye week is over. Here's what we learned. Zach Miller still in a New Orleans hospital after surgery last week? What? And linebacker Danny Trevathan, he's just AWOL. No update from the Bears. He wasn't there last week or at practice today. Coach Fox won't comment on players till Wednesday because here's hoping that the Bears took the week off to get ready to beat the Packers and the Lions in the upcoming weeks. Because if the Bears get to 5-5, what am I doing? What am I even doing? Stop. The Packers and the Lions getting after each other tonight on Monday Night Football. Yesterday, if you missed football, all you missed was a couple weird fights where players try to punch each other while they're wearing helmets. What's that? Also, Alshon Jeffrey and the Eagles are really good. So there you go. The Bulls beat the Magic on Friday, but then lost to the Pelicans at home this weekend. Again, what's with the flip-flop on the jersey colors? Again, they wore red at the United Center. Why? What is this jersey trickery? White at home, red on the road. Am I the only one who cares about the rules? And finally tonight, new research suggests that the T-Rex, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, used its tiny little arms to violently slash its prey slash rivals. You hear that, Brontosaurus? Next time you guys snicker and make jokes about T-Rex little tiny arms, he'll kill you. Dinosaur bullying, it's a real thing. That's the carryout for November 6, 2017. It's still technically fall, so we're having a sale on candy corn. Half off already open packages. Stale candy corn is just as good as non-stale candy corn. I mean, it's pure sugar. Just eat it. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling here for Touche. And then 8 o'clock, Nora Dunn, former SNL cast member, relocated, living here in Chicago. We'll have her at the big table. So download 720 WGN. Stay with us.